El Paso County Clerk and Recorder Chuck Berman joining me for his weekly on KRDO's Afternoon News. You would think Election Day, but I think we're having Election Week. I know we're really busy around here prepping for that big night. Chuck, voter number, ballot return numbers over 200,000 now. You have some security things, some encouragement to not mail ballots in anymore. You want people to use the boxes and try to avoid voting in person. And you also have another option for voting. We'll talk about that as well. Why don't we start with ballot numbers?
Yes. So we have a little over 237,000 ballots that have been returned. That's 44.6%. And usually at this point today is the halfway point. As many ballots have been cast the first 2.5 weeks as will be counted, will be cast in the last week. So that's kind of trending right towards that 80% that we're thinking we're going to hit, if not a little higher. We have 78,000 unaffiliated voters that have returned ballots, 56,000 Democrat-affiliated individuals that have returned ballots, and 86,000 Republicans. So well on our way. But there is a couple things I just want to, you know, kind of talk to voters so that they can be an informed voter and make good choices here in this last week. You know, I see on social media discussion blogs telling citizens to wait to Election Day to vote and to vote in person. And, you know, I'm a pretty savvy person, you know, but I don't, you know, I'm trying to understand the rationale of waiting to the last minute to do something when we make it so easy here in Colorado. And, you know, waiting until the last minute to drop your ballot off or to vote in person carries some significant risks that I think it's important for our citizens to know. We are not Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or other states. We have a tried and true model. It's been tested. We've had 12 elections and one in a pandemic. You know, you voting your mail ballot that we sent to you 2.5 weeks ago, it's the same experience. You vote on paper at home. The ballot you receive in the polls is paper. It's tabulated in this, and processed in the equipment the same way. You know, waiting until Election Day will also, you know, when we roll out those first results, it'll be all votes that have been returned to us and cast by Monday night. So if you wait until that last day, your vote, your voice won't be heard until late in the day or in the wee hours of the next morning. So there's some motivation to be in that first part. You know, there's five things that I think voters should know about voting in person and not voting that mail ballot. So one is COVID. We're seeing a sharp rise in COVID numbers. We've working hard to keep people safe and open up businesses. Congregating at vote centers is risky. You know, if you need to do that, I understand that. But when you have another choice, I think it's prudent for us to exercise what is prudent and cautious. Cost, that mail ballot that we sent to you cost us $2 to print and mail to you. When you vote in person, that's cost us $30 to process that. So if you're physically conservative like I am, please, you know, think about the taxpayers' dollars and vote in a way that's cost effective. Long lines, I will tell you, if you wait until Election Day, you can expect long, long lines. So if you're gonna do that and you're gonna go through the pain and suffering of doing that, bring a lawn chair, bring a book, bring some bottled water. It's gonna be a long wait because the ballot is long. You may be educated on the choices, but the people in front of you may not be. And in between each voter, we have to sanitize a station, and that takes some time to keep each voter safe. You know, VSPCs, vote centers, are really designed for people that are the old darn voters, the people that forgot to register to vote, the people that need to update their registration or mismark their ballot or need an ADA-accessible machine. So let's let them utilize that. Let's use other ways that are best for you to have your voice heard in this critical election. And then the last thing, Ted, is Saturday. If you do want to vote in person, Saturday option is something that's seldom used. We will have 22 locations where people can vote. You can go to epcvotes.com and see where those 22 locations. We're open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. So folks that really want to employ that in-person option or drop off that ballot, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday would be a great choice rather than voting on Election Day. So some things for citizens to consider as they go into this last week of voting.
And Chuck, we have you scheduled for one more visit on Monday to just kind of update again on numbers, ballot security, that encouragement again for people to try to use those boxes. Don't send anything in the mail. You are in the process of accepting handoffs from the Postal Service right now and starting to process those. I think you saw some 16,000 or so ballots come in yesterday that way, and you're going to see a lot more. So working hard to keep the integrity in the system, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, at this point, don't use the Postal Service. Save yourself the 65 cents. Use those 37 drop boxes throughout the community.
Chuck Broerman, El Paso County Clerk and Recorder, we will talk to you right here on Caradio's Afternoon News at 5:35 again this coming Monday. Thanks for all you do, and thanks for your time.